This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for an intimate chamber music experience, radical performance art, or a song celebrating diversity, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. The Musaica Chamber Ensemble is gearing up for a global journey, kicking off its 12th season, a program of music from around the world. Musaica president and violist Bruce Owen joins us. Hello.
Oh, thanks, Diane. It's so great to be here.
12 years and many awards later, are you encouraged by the community's response to your ensemble?
We are. We've seen an uptick in the number of people who are coming to our concerts and the amount of donations, which has allowed us to do a few new things this year. So we're really excited to have more people knowing about the mission of our group.
And what excites you about the 12th season?
Well, we wanted to explore this year music that is either written by composers who are from other parts of the world and compare those to composers who are more local. So our first program, we're calling Music from Around the World, a featured piece that we're doing. It's called Roomy Settings. It's by the composer Augusta Reed Thomas. She wrote this in 2002. This is based on texts by Rumi, who was a Persian Sunni poet who wrote this in approximately 1240. It's a violin viola duo that has the words of the poems actually written over notes in the music. So it's sort of like word painting in a way. Like the second movement is talking about the strumming and the flute notes rise into the atmosphere, and even if the whole world's harp should burn up, there will still be hidden instruments playing. There's sort of the image as we're playing of the candle flame going out. And it actually says, so the candle flickers and goes out, we have a piece of flint and a spark. And at this point, both instruments are doing this really fast pizzicato, which is supposed to sound like a flint being used to light a new fire. It's probably the piece that will be the most challenging for our audience. We also playing a piano quintet by Louise Ferranc, who was an early 19th century professor at the Paris Conservatory, who wrote a couple really great piano quintets. We're doing the first movement of her Opus 30 A minor piano quintet. We're also doing the piece for two harps that is called Raga. And it's actually written by a Canadian composer named Caroline Lazat. It's based on Indian tunes. Then we're also playing a trombone quartet by a Dutch composer named Saskia Appan. She's actually the Rotterdam Philharmonic's brass arranger in residence. We are also playing one piece by Gary Schocker. He is the most published living composer of flute music in the world. We're doing a piece for harp, oboe, and flute called September Morn, which should fit very well into this program.
Wow, you have a very varied program.
Yes.
And I see you have a work by a former UNO professor?
Yes. We are playing a movement of a string quartet by Wiki Brody. Wiki Brody was a professor of music at UNO who died of cancer in 2007. She was the wife of Doug Theron, who is a local bass player who plays with the LPO a lot, and he's actually playing with us on this concert. He found a lot of her old music in his attic, and he said, this piece really needs to be done again. So that's how we found out about her quartet. She's originally from Malaysia, so that's part of the reason that we thought this would fit into our music from different parts of the world. And the particular movement that we're playing, the slow movement, the Andante from her string quartet, it's really beautiful. It was actually written as an elegy to a friend of hers. We mostly just wanted to play music that we thought was really good and unusual.
And can we get a sneak peek at the rest of the season?
Sure. The second concert will be in late January, Music in Transition. That will include, as a featured piece, The Transfigured Night, or Verklärte Nacht, by Arnold Schoenberg. And we're also playing in that program a piece called Concertino. It's going to be for harp and piano, originally harp and orchestra. Our wonderful harpist, Kathy Anderson, will be playing. And this is by a French composer, Germain Taillefer. Then our final concert of the year, we're calling Music at Home. We have commissioned the composer Tucker Faller, who is a local composer who has written for us before, but he's also written for the LPO, and he's written a couple ballets for the Marian Alper House. We're really happy to be able to commission him to write a piece for us for the last concert. We're also playing on that concert another music that was written in another composer's home. This is Beethoven's String Quintet, his Opus 29 String Quintet in C major, which hardly anybody ever does. I don't know why. It's a great piece. One more thing. We have an annual composition workshop that we invite local student composers to submit pieces to be considered to write a new piece for Musaica. And we had a whole bunch of people submit entries this year. The person that we chose, Dylan Tran, is a Loyola student. I think he may have graduated from Loyola this past spring. He wrote over the summer a string quartet based on Vietnamese folk themes. We're going to be sitting down with him to play that and give him feedback about the piece and hopefully premiere it on one of our future concerts.
What a wonderful opportunity to grow new talent.
Yes, and that's part of our mission, is to encourage the writing of new chamber music.
Musaica president and violist Bruce Owen, congratulations on 12 years of performances.
Thanks so much, Diane.
The Musaica Chamber Ensemble performs Thursday in New Orleans at the Marigny Opera House and Friday in Metairie at Mulholland United Methodist Church, 7:30 p.m. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack.
Le pedimos a Legua. We petition Legba to open wide the doorways. We petition Legba to open wide the pathways. We petition Legba to open wide the crossways for our people crossing every day, every hour, every second to reclaim what was ours in the first place. Because the border is a colonial scar on the back of Pachamama, Mother Earth. It's an unnatural border because the land has no borders. Because our hearts have no borders. Because this performance ritual is without borders.
A radical theater project on wheels is making two performance stops in New Orleans. Taco Truck Theater, presented by Arte Futero Productions, is the brainchild of NEA performance artist Jose Torres-Tama. This theater without borders pushes the envelope on controversial issues. Joining me is founder Jose Torres-Tama and artist Monica Spirit McIntyre, cellist, vocalist, and poet. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Jose, this project has been 5 years in the making, a labor of passion for you. What are you now debuting in New Orleans?
So here we are now, presenting the full debut, and the evolution of the work with the ensemble has really fleshed us out to get deeper into our thematic nature, and that is exploring the anti-immigrant hysteria, the dehumanization of immigrants as illegal aliens, because our slogans are that no human being is illegal. In relationship, as part of the project, we make that connection to the parallel struggle of the dehumanized African-American within a system that has always seen the African-American as less than human. And it's quite obvious with the police shootings of black civilians, and so many of those police people are not held accountable. So how do we look at that? A system in the United States of amnesia that seduces you to forget, and we as artists are engaged in remembering. That's become a really big part of the ritual. In addition to looking at this long legacy where black and brown have never been served equal justice and equal access to the power structure.
What will we experience?
We will experience a radical outdoor dinner theater. We set up the stage adjacent to the truck, and tacos and vegan soul food are being sold. And then I begin with, aroo! And we started engaging audiences, and immediately we've broken down a fourth wall that does not exist at all for us.
And Monica, what is your role? How did you become involved in the project?
Part of what I bring is finding out how things connect. So I play the cello and I sing, as well as do poetry and various things in the project.
Can you give us a little sample?
Part of something that really informs my life is ancestors and recognizing ancestors. And so this piece is inspired by Sandra Bland and others and remembering.
If I die, 'cause I can't breathe. If I die with no reprieve. If I die, 'cause I can't grieve. Somebody call my name. Somebody call my name. Somebody call my name. Somebody call my name.
You wrote this in remembrance of Sandra Bland.
Yes. Sandra Bland was a beautiful Black woman who died in police custody. And so this piece was inspired directly after that time. I was like, what can I do? And I felt pain and universal pain, my own pain. And I was like, what can I do? And this piece came out of that. And there are other lines. If I die when I'm old and gray, you know, if I die in a suspicious way, if I die and nobody knows. So these different scenarios of if I die, and the significance of somebody call my name. And calling their name, we keep them alive. Like Jose says in the United States of Amnesia, it's like, oh, forget, forget, forget. And in this piece, we're like, no, remember, remember, and remember.
Inspired by such a beautiful, moving piece, I come in as an announcer character and complicate it in between the choruses. And I'll say, this is for Jose Nelson Reyes Celaya, an El Salvadorian reconstruction worker, 28 years young, picked up by New Orleans Police Department in the summer of 2010 on a June day when they didn't have even the authority to ask him for his immigration status. He was handed over to Immigration Customs Enforcement, and their acronym is ICE, which in street slang means to kill, within 24 hours of being in the custody of ICE agents. Jose Nelson Reyes Celaya, a reconstruction worker who helped to rebuild New Orleans, was dead. Apparently, he committed suicide. ICE had so much power that they didn't even tell his family what happened and would not even reveal to the El Salvadorian consulate what happened. That summer, in 2010, already across the country, eight other immigrants in those immigration jails had apparently committed suicide.
What is it you hope to achieve with this radical arts experience?
Well, it's inspired by Luis Valdez and Teatro Campesino, the iconic Chicano theater troupe that way back in the 60s and 70s put their actors and performers on a flatbed truck and began performing the stories of migrant workers and their plight against their abusive bosses. So they began performing the stories. The flatbed truck was an idea to bring the work and cross economical, social, and geographical borders. And that's what we're doing with this work. The bottom line is to humanize a people who have been dehumanized. Mm-hmm. No being is illegal. No being should be subjected to the ubiquitous contemporary lynchings of shootings of unarmed Black civilians. The Tamir Rice situation for me broke my heart. I have a 10-year-old. I have a 7-year-old. How dare we even allow such inhumanity in this so-called beacon of democracy? So it's the artist's job to remember and keep people's stories alive. And the piece also has great humor as well. One of the major characters I play is El Pachuco of interracial and interplanetary love of the future. And at the moment after this piece, when it's gotten really heavy in the audience, it's like Pachuco comes, orale! It's getting heavy, no? It's starting to look like performance art. Oh, my goodness. I'm beginning to get hot. But you know what really got me hot last year?
What, Pachuco?
That election. It was so caliente hot.
Why, Pachuco?
Because that Bernie Sanders, ow, that Jewish man from New England in the 70s, he got me so caliente, I started to perspire. And when he talked about free education, college, I had like premature exaggeration. And I don't even know what that means. But I was moist. It was caliente, hot. So yeah. Right after this thing, boom, right? We switch it up because that's the way life is, right? We have to. Because Pachuco says, I need to offer you some levity because this is getting heavy.
NEA award-winning performance artist Jose Torres Tama and artist Monica Spirit McIntyre. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having us, Diane.
Gracias.
Taco Truck Theater debuts Saturday at Art Garage, 8 p.m., and Sunday at the Ashe Cultural Arts Center, 4 p.m. More info online at torrestama.com. The power of unity, compassion, and love ring clear in a new song by Sam Price and the True Believers Band. You may remember Price as one of the original founders of the roots rock Honey Island Swamp Band. His latest release is called We Believe. Sam Price is here. Welcome.
Hi, Diane. Thank you very much for having me.
You are sharing a message of kindness and love with the world in your latest release. How did the song come about?
It came to me in a dream. It was early December, and the new political reality in our country was kind of sinking in. And there was some kind of disturbing reports in the news of banning Muslims from traveling to the United States and talk of deporting undocumented immigrants and a lot of kind of racial kind of hatred on display and reports of the membership of white supremacist organizations on the rise. And I don't know, I just woke up one morning with this kind of chant, this loop in my mind, and it took a couple of days to sort out the words, but the message just kind of grew out of that.
And that message is?
That the United States of America is a collective of all of our experience in the history of this country, all of the immigrants who have come in waves throughout the history of our country that make it the great place that it is and the very diverse nation that it is. And we hope to point out that this country is stronger in its diversity and we're better people when we stand up for each other and protect each other and love each other, rather than attack each other based on irrational fears and scapegoating the other for our problems or perceived problems.
Describe the beat and the feel of your new song, We Believe.
I'd say it's got kind of a laid-back soul feel to it. Yeah, we hope it delivers the message of peace and love and unity and compassion while, maybe getting your toe tapping a little bit as well.
Let's give it a listen.
We stand for truth, we stand for freedom, we'll fight for peace, we are America, we won't abide, no fear and hatred, no suffer fools, no time for ignorance, no, no.
That was incredible. Tell us a little bit about your band, True Believers. When was the group formed?
The band was formed just a little over a year ago. I've been pretty busy for the past decade or so with Honey Island Swamp Band and different projects here in town. But I'd always been wanting to eventually start working on my own material, and I saw the opportunity to do that about a year ago. And I spent a little bit of time looking around town for some like-minded musicians, like-hearted musicians as well, and found a really great group of guys and gals that all kind of share this vision and are enthusiastic about trying to put positivity and love into the world through the music.
And where can folks find your new release, We Believe?
Well, you could go to our website, sampricemusic.com. We also are on cdbaby.com.
Songwriter and bass player Sam Price with the band True Believers. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Diane.
That's our show for this week. Support for Inside the Arts comes from the Hellas Foundation. Our program is a production of WWNO and is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette Tuesdays at 1 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m., and a shortened edition on Thursday mornings at 8:45 when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.